Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, continuing the conversation with Forrest Roberts of NCBA in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
He's the chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which means that Forrest Roberts has a couple of hats that he has to wear. One is the hat that he represents the policy side of the organization and members that belong to NCBA specifically. Then he's got the checkoff side, working with the Federation of State Beef Councils, and as a major contractor for the beef checkoff, he really represents all cattle producers of all types of breeding schemes, all types of production schemes. It's not really pitting one type of beef production against another. Buy local, natural, organic, conventionally produced, they all have their markets, they all have their value.
Well, we look at this from the sense that we're about producing healthy choices for everyone. And it's not about pitting a conventionally raised beef product versus one that's natural or organic, because they all have a place. But we feel like that whenever there is a war going on about one method versus the other, ultimately the beef producer in the end loses, because we have a consumer that has a sense of skepticism that is higher before the discussion started. So we look at this not from good versus bad, but from the point of view that we need to look at providing healthy choices for everyone. And if they have a preference that's going to require a higher price point, the knowledge, the understanding of why needs to be a part of the dialogue. And we find that the needle is really being moved in the sense of trust that we are building with the influencers, the major influencers out there today, whether they be a nutritionist in the dietitian world, all the way back through a member that might be an influencer from a media perspective. And it's a formula, it's an approach, very hands-on, that's working.
As for our beef that's produced with current up-to-date technology and techniques, some suspicion out there by some consumers. Forrest Roberts says you start with science, but it takes more than science as an explanation.
Well, we have to not just count on science to be the whole answer, but we have to start with a strong foundation of science, of technical knowledge of what is safe versus what is not safe. And then when we follow from that foundation and build on it from there, what we're finding is that consumers just had an education or knowledge gap that was a mile wide and a mile deep. And once we bridge that first gap with respect to here is what is safe and here's the scientific and the technical information that supports that, we tend to put that aside and now we focus on preference. And what is a preference that's not pitting one method against the other? And that's where it comes back to the ultimate C, where we're really trying to produce healthy choices for everyone. And so that's the approach that we are taking. Naturally, there are a lot of questions around today's beef production technologies, today's modern beef production technologies. They're safe, they're effective, and they're what we need to continue to feed a growing global population.
NCBA's Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.